that?
There isn't a candlestick, said Morris.
I know. Some people totally fail to have any idea of how to design a proper secret passage, said Melissa.
She leaned against another piece of wall, which had no effect whatsoever.
I don't think you'll find it that way, said Keith,
who was carefully examining a trap.
Oh, won't I? Said Melissa. Well, at least I'm being constructive about things. Where would you look if you're such an expert?
Why is there a rat hole in a rat catcher's shed? Said Keith. It smells of dead rats and wet dogs and poison. I wouldn't come near this place if I was a rat.
Melissa glared at him. Then her face wrapped itself in an expression of acute concentration, as if she was trying out several ideas in her head.
Yes, she said, that usually works in stories. It's often the stupid person who comes up with the good idea by accident.
She crouched down and peered into the hole.
There's a sort of little lever, she said. I'll just give it a little push.
There was a clonk under the floor. Part of it swung back, and Keith dropped out of sight.
Oh, yes, said Melissa. I thought something like that would probably happen.
Mr. Clicky bumped along the tunnel, making a whirring noise. Young rats had chewed his ears, and his string tail had been chopped off by a trap, and other traps had dented his body. But he had this advantage. Surprise traps couldn't kill Mr. Clicky, because he wasn't alive, and he wasn't alive because he was powered by clockwork. His key whirred round. A stub of candle burned on his back. The rest of the number one trap squad watched.
"Any minute now," said Darktan.
There was a snap and a sound best described as gloink. The light went out. Then a gear wheel rolled slowly back down the tunnel and fell over in front of Hammondpork.
"I thought the soil looked a bit disturbed there," said Darktan,
in a satisfied voice. He turned around.
"Okay, lads, break out another Mr. Clicky, and I want half a dozen of you with a rope to dig out that trap and drag it out of the way."
"All this testing the ground is slowing us down, Darktan," said Hammondpork.
"Fine, sir," said Darktan as the squad hurried past them. "You go on ahead. That'd be a good idea, because we've only got one Mr. Clicky left. I hope this town's got a pet shop."
The rats had found one in the town of Quirm, which is where they'd got the Mr. Clickies. They were on a shelf labelled Kitty Toys, along with a box of squeaky rubber rats called, with great imagination, Mr. Squeaky. The rats had tried to set off traps by poking them with a rubber rat on the end of a stick, but the squeak when the trap shut upset everyone. No one cared about what happened to a Mr. Clicky.
"I just think we should move faster," said Hammondpork.
"Okay, off you go then, sir. Try to shout out where the next trap is before it gets you."
"I am the leader, Darktan."
"Yes, sir, I'm sorry. We're all getting a bit tired."
"Well, this is not a good place, Darktan," said Hammondpork wearily. "I've been in some bad holes, and this is worse than any of them."
"That's true, sir. This place is dead."
"What's that word Dangerous Beans invented?"
"Avil," said Darktan,
watching the squad drag the trap out of the walls of the tunnel. He could see mangled springs and wheels in the jaws. He added,
"I couldn't quite understand what he was going on about at the time, but now I think I can see what he meant."
He looked back along the tunnel to where a candle flame burned and grabbed a passing rat.
"Peaches and Dangerous Beans are to stay right back, understand?" he said. "They're not to come any further."
"Right, sir,"
said the rat, and hurried away. The expedition moved forward cautiously as the tunnel opened up into a large old drain. It had a trickle of water in the bottom. There were ancient pipes in the roof of it. Here and there steam hissed from them. Weak green light came from a street grating further down the drain. The place smelled of rats. It smelled freshly of rats. In fact, there was a rat in there, nibbling at a tray of food that had been set on a crumbling brick. It glanced at the changelings and fled.
"Get after it!" Hammondpork yelled.
"No!"
shouted Darktan. A couple of rats, who'd begun to chase the Kiki, hesitated.
"That was an order I gave!" roared Hammondpork,
turning on Darktan. The trap expert made a very brief crouch and said,
Of course. But I think the view of Hammond Park in possession of all the facts will be a little different.